Care 93.7 Coaches Insight Programs. We're back to it. The Atchison Phoenix getting ready for the 2022-2023 basketball season. And we're pleased to be joined now by the boys' head coach. That is Pat Battle. It is presented by Amberwell Health as we're off and running here for hoops in 2022. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Let's dive into it. A solid year. Last season, 12 wins, 9 losses, a 5-4 campaign in league play. You look at a second-place finish in a midseason tournament, a sub-state win for the first time since 2015. How would you just kind of assess how things went last year?
I thought we had a pretty successful season. We were pretty young. We didn't graduate anyone, so it was a lot of young guys playing, a lot of sophomores, a few juniors who are now seniors and juniors. And a few freshmen as well. So I felt it was a good year for growth.
Yeah, no doubt. And that kind of goes into my next point, just talking about the roster that you have constructed this year with all the experience that you have back, all 5 starters, didn't lose a single letter winner, a team that still won more games than they lost. I would expect the expectations might be a little bit higher for you this year.
Yeah, I would expect that too. The schedule's tougher. Highland Park joins our league, and they're definitely formidable. We also have, a tough week schedule as it is with the likes of Harmon and Sumner Academy. And our non-league is going to be tough with Eudora as well as Tonganoxie. And Rossville presents a challenge for sure. They have a new coach, and there's a new attitude there that I think is going to be a challenge for us this Friday night.
Yeah, Highland Park, no doubt, joining the Meadowlark Conference is really going to ramp up that conference in general, and as you mentioned, Sumner, Harmon, teams like that that you're going to see multiple times throughout the course of the year. Just taking a look at a couple of these returning pieces, that were very good, for the football team as well, but in the backcourt, a guy like Trey Carter, who was averaging about 10 points per game a year ago, he can really shoot it from behind the arc. Jesse Greenlee, of course, one of the best football running backs that we had seen the last couple of years, a very good defender for you and a very good rebounder. There's a lot of guys we can talk about with your team, but at least to me, those two seem to be the ones that kind of stand out off the top. But talk about a few of these guys and kind of the expectations for them.
Well, and those guys are big pieces for sure. There's no doubt. I think they've got a lot of supporting cast members that go around them too. I'm looking for a lot of great things from Zamar Hernandez, who led us in scoring last year as well. And I expect a lot from Jeter Purdy, who was second team all league. And then we've got a lot of reserves that I think are varsity capable players and are going to do a great job for us. That being Jace Richards, who's a sophomore, who's 6'5", who also led our team in block shots. And he does so much in altering teams' offensive game plan because he can change and alter shots during the course of a game. So there's a lot of really good pieces there, for sure.
Yeah, 13 points per game for Hernandez, as you mentioned, leading scorer a year ago. Jeter Purdy, second team all league. He was right around 10 points per game. And, yeah, really excited to see Jace Richards moving into his sophomore campaign, 6'5", averaged over 2 blocks per game, no doubt about it. And you guys are going to get a tough test out the gate, Rossville on Friday. What's kind of the early scouting report there? How much do you know? And what's kind of the expectations going into the first game?
With the new coaching staff there, I am familiar that their new head coach was under Coach Bloomquist at Topeka West. So I'll be honest with you, we've done a lot of scouting at Topeka West stuff to get prepared because what they're going to be doing is completely different. That being said, they bring some experience back too. I think they've got one of the better point guards in 3A. He's really good with the basketball. He's a great passer, and it really gets to the rim. And we struggled with him last year. They also return, 4 starters, and so I mean they're going to be a challenge for us. And there's always just the stuff that goes with the first game, and there'll be good things that happen and bad things that happen. And usually the team that wins is the team that's able to recover from the bad things and is able to move forward.
Right.
So the first game always makes it a little bit different.
Yeah, great test, no doubt about it, out the gate for Atchison, taking on Rossville on Friday. That's boys head coach Pat Battle joining us here. Plenty of expectations, all the pieces returning from a 12-win team a year ago. Should be a lot of fun to see what the Phoenix do here going into 2023. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday against Rossville. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks for your coverage. Appreciate it.